This interview this morning, February 11, 1993, is a retake of the first session with Carol Wales, Robert Brown, the interviewer. Let's see. Just to start out with your childhood, early memories, you were born in Conway, New Hampshire in about 1918?
1918.
And what was your family's background there?
My father worked in the automobile industry in Detroit, so he was back and forth. I can remember him, but I don't remember my mother, because she died a year after I was born. It was during the great influenza epidemic in 1919. But I was fortunate in being adopted into the family. In other words, by my grandfather's brother.
And your father died when you were...
Yes, my father died when I was about 6 years old. And it was from operation. He died in the hospital.
Was your father, you only saw him periodically because...
Yes, I actually only have one good memory of him. And I remember that, I suppose it related to the fact that he was working in Detroit, but he bought me a small automobile in which you would sit in, and there were pedals, and you could... it was quite sizable little machine, and of course the only one in the town. Of course, I was delighted with that and had it for many, many years. But I don't have many other memories of him, and of course certainly none of my mother at all. And but at least I was still in part of the family.
And they live just over nearby.
They live nearby, Maine. But in Maine, yes, in a little, very small town called Denmark. And so I grew up there. And I remember that I don't know how I started, but I always seemed to be interested in pictures. And I started long winter evenings in Maine when I wasn't reading. I'd like to copy things. I copied all the comic characters. I copied magazine covers. Of the many magazines that they always seemed to be in the house.
In drawings?
No, they were all in drawings. And which was very good, because I suppose it gave me a lot of practice and knowledge in drawing, which is very, very important. And I did this for many years. And then I remember at one point that my sister had said that I must have inherited some of this from my mother, because she liked to sketch, although I never did find any evidence of this. And I mean, she never left any sketches, or none that I know of. It must have been destroyed or something. So, in fact, at one time I submitted some, I remember, to the Freiburg County Fair, which they had every year, and I won first prize, which pleased me very much. It was a drawing of a dog, and I don't feel particularly proud of the thing, because I was making a copy of what somebody else had done. But it was evidently a very good copy. It was a good copy, I know. And
what were the expectations of your family? You were now living, adopted into your grandfather's house?
Into my grandfather's brother, who would be my great-uncle.
Your great-uncle's house?
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. And lived with them in Denmark. And the
what were they like? Were they very rather demanding? Or
they were wonderful people. I knew from the very beginning that I was adopted.